Deseret News. I'm John Scott. The Israeli military has renewed its calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis, where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in recent weeks.
Israel's widening its ground offensive and bombarding targets across the Gaza Strip. The expanded offensive, following the collapse of a week-long ceasefire, is aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7 attack into Israel ignited the war. Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas, if that's even possible, before it's pressed into another ceasefire. But the increased tempo of operations could further accelerate that timetable and render even larger parts of the isolated territory unlivable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Washington State say it appears the shooting deaths of five people inside a home was a case of murder-suicide. Jackie Quinn has more.
According to a statement from the Clark County Sheriff's Office, five people were found dead inside a home in Vancouver, Washington. Police say they were called by a relative who had gotten a text message from someone in the home who stated they had harmed other people. A SWAT team arrived and found all five adults inside shot to death. Police say there isn't any sign of danger for the public, and they're investigating what was behind Sunday's apparent murder-suicide. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Fewer airplanes and helicopters will be flying tourists over Mount Rushmore and other national monuments and parks as new regulations take effect, starting in April, that are intended to protect the serenity of some of the nation's most beloved natural areas. The Dow is down 106 points, and the NASDAQ is off 130 points. This is SRN News. Gay marriage is gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is condemning the surge in anti-Semitism across Europe that has followed the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The commission says the type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of the vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes, businesses, and holy sites that took place under the authority of the Nazis. This is SRN News. Later this week, we'll find out how the job market fared last month.
The Labor Department releases the November employment report on Friday. Economists predict that non-farm employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That would be up from the previous month when the economy added a modest 150,000 jobs. Analysts say October's job growth was solid enough to suggest that the economy remains sturdy and many companies still want to grow their payrolls. Rich Thomason reporting.
Alaska Air Group agreeing to buy Hawaiian Airlines in a $1.9 billion deal, including debt. The acquisition still needs the blessing of U.S. regulators. The Supreme Court hearing arguments over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. It would shield members of the Sackler family, who own the company, from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.